So now we at the top. We the champs doing damage. We the Boston Red Sox.
All right. Welcome to another edition of the Red Sox Nation, the Illinois Charter Podcast. I'm your host, Tom O'Shea. Episode 48. 48 episodes. Two more before 50. Yeah. I really feel really out of it today. And I could not get to sleep last night. I couldn't. I could not sleep. I tried going to sleep. Just couldn't do it. And this is the second night in like basically 6 days that I have not been able to do that. Been able to go to sleep. It stinks. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know. Restless nights. I don't know. Yeah. But I am really kind of pooped out. I feel like I just went, just slammed into a brick wall. That's how physically I am right now. Just feel like I just been through a brick wall kind of deal. Yeah. So, yeah. Today begins winter meetings. As in when team general managers and presidents of baseball operations meet to discuss about possible deals and possible trades and free agent signings. So maybe something might happen today, beginning today, or maybe this week. We don't know. In the next couple of 4 days, maybe we might see some stuff go down. We shall see. I'm already starting to hear Trevor Bauer going to the LA Angels. That's already starting to trend on Twitter. Yeah, I was one of the fans. I was up all night last night, I decided to surf on Twitter, and I saw that it was already trending around 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I mean, at this rate, I kind of did. I mean, I thought him going to Boston wasn't going to – like, at the time, I thought Boston maybe – might not have been a great fit for him, maybe because he can't be himself in Boston. Especially a fan base, if like, especially with this whole social media stuff and all like him's YouTube stuff. I don't think he could do it in Boston. Not that I don't want to see him play for the Red Sox. I want him to play, be in the starting rotation for the Red Sox. You know how big that would be? That would actually be good. But yeah, I feel like a place like Boston, New York, he can't do it. He can't play there. He really just can't. With the personality it has and how he wants to be himself, that can't happen in Boston and New York. Yeah. So the LA Angels, I mean, that could be an option too, yeah. We shall see, yeah. So, all right, so news to begin with this week. So the Red Sox started discussions to avoid our discussions for arbitration deals. And I believe they did 4 deals or 5 deals. So, yeah. So they re-signed Eduardo Rodriguez to a 1-year $8.3 million deal. So he's back and avoided arbitration. And then they re-signed Austin Bryce to a 1-year deal or to a 1-year deal. Worth $870,000 and avoided arbitration too. So good way to get him back into the bullpen. Then we got Matt Barnes back for $4.4 million, and Kevin Pilecki, catcher, for $1.6 million. And we got the Braves man back, as in Ryan Brazier, back for $1.25 million deal, and everybody avoided arbitration. So that's good. So that is good. Yeah. So that's really good. I really want to see E-Rod back. I really want, hopefully, I hope they give him an extension.
because that is an arm that we really do need to have for the long run. I kind of did like them getting Matt Barnes back too, even though as a closer, I really kind of want to have somebody else closing the game. But coming in the eighth inning, I would want to have Matt Barnes pitching because he is a better pitcher when he's pitching in that setting in the eighth inning. Yeah. I kind of like Kevin Plucky bat because basically he had a really good batting average on the team, probably the best leading batting average on the team as a catcher, and basically having him back up for Christian Vasquez, that would be good. Austin Bryce, I wasn't really sure about that, but it's good to have him back too. And then Ryan Brazier, good to have him back too. So awesome. So, yeah. Some free agent moves, rumors have been rumored recently. So, Corey Kluber, remember him? Pitched or won two Cy Youngs with the Cleveland Indians, and now kind of like picked it or kind of like tried to salvage a little bit of his career with the Texas Rangers. He's thinking of maybe coming to Boston. And you know the reason why. Him and his wife and his family during the offseason have a home in the greater Boston area. There might be something in there too. And that would be great. That would actually be good. That would maybe solve, like, have a pitcher in our starting rotation, like a qualified or known qualified starter in our starting rotation. That would be actually be good if the Red Sox do sign him. And I know he's in the past couple of years, he's been injury prone and stuff like that. But you have to admit, in the past, when he has his stuff, he's pretty good. So that would actually be good if we signed him to a deal and put him in the starting rotation. Along with Sale, Eovaldi, Erod, and Tanner Houck. All right. And then Eddie Rosario, former Twins outfielder, has been mentioned too as basically a Red Sox free agent signing. That might be something there. That actually might be something there. Yeah, get Eddie Rosario. And the reason why that might be an option too, and how that the Red Sox might be heavily favored. Guess who was his general manager in Puerto Rican winter ball? Yep, AC Alex Cora, my manager, your manager, yeah, our manager, yeah. So that would actually be good if they get him back or they sign him. Especially to fill the void in the outfield, especially like if he goes in the left field and someone like Andrew Benintendi goes in the center field or something like that, maybe Alex Verdugo in right field, that would actually be pretty good. Yeah. Have an outfield of Rosario, Benintendi, and Verdugo. Yeah. Depending if we don't get rid of Benintendi. If not, maybe get George Springer, sign him. That's a free agent option too. But I've been hearing recently that the Blue Jays have been heavily favored of getting him, so I'm not really sure what's happened. And this is my worst fear. These next couple of months, I feel like the Red Sox are just going to sit on their hands and possibly do nothing, and basically let all these free agent signings, people like Liam Hendricks, who I want to have as base of the Red Sox closer, the whole hyped up Australian or relief pitcher from Australia. I kind of want to have him. He played for Babars. Yes. Babars. And now he's pitching with the Red Sox Fox. So, yeah. Yeah. That's why I want to see him, because he's a really good reliever. And that's really the one reliever I want to see the Red Sox do get, Liam Hendricks, because he's a qualified closer. He has had a really great year last year coming in to close out games for the Oakland Athletics. I would want to see him being in the Red Sox bullpen, especially as the closer. Yeah. I'm afraid they're not even going to go after George Springer. I just feel like they're not going to go after anybody. And after all the whole Mookie Betts stuff and the whole draining the salary so they'll be under the luxury tax at this rate. And now you just got rid of Ruznay Castillo's contract. I believe he got rid of Pablo Sandoval's contract now, so that's not – that shouldn't be a problem now. So I don't know where the Red Sox are acting like we shouldn't do anything this offseason. We need to do something, especially our one problem or issue or one position that we do need to improve on is the pitching, both starters and relievers. That's basically should be the most attention this offseason, whether it's like for moves, is the pitching staff. I don't know. I do trust in Chaim Bloom, but I am kind of worried if he might be influenced by our lovely owners. They might make some moves like, hey, don't make that move, Chaim. Don't make it. No, we need that money for the Liverpool soccer team in England for English Premier League soccer, which is more important than American baseball. Yeah, that's what I'm kind of worried about. But I still have faith. Yeah. No moves have been made today. I feel like since it just started today, I feel like nothing's really going to get done. Yeah. But I'm kind of like giddy. Oh, I did hear that the Phillies were planning of shopping Zach Wheeler, but then came out just 19 minutes ago that they decided they declined or denied that rumor. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're just saying that just to get everybody off them. Yeah, just keep everybody off their trail. So Cleveland might trade Lindor to Toronto. All right. Yeah. Francisco Lindor going to Toronto. I don't think he was going to go to Boston anyway. I don't think Lindor. I mean, that would have been cool to have him on our team, but where would you put him? We have a shortstop already, and he's a pretty good shortstop. His name is Xander Bogaerts. I don't want to move him around. Also, you've been hearing, too, that Devers and Bobby Dalbec might be switching positions from first to third base. So Devers will go to first base, and Dalbec will go to third base. I don't know. Makes sense. I mean, maybe that might solve Devers' like fielding problem. He just – Basically just field ground balls from first base. Yeah, maybe it might decrease his fielding errors. Yeah. Things you can't escape in life. Death, taxes, and Rafael Devers fielding problems. <You're> mean. Yeah. They were thinking of in the near future, depending on what happens to JD Martinez in the next couple of years. They might move Rafael Devers to the DH and have him be the designated hitter. I wouldn't mind that. Yeah. But who knows? So, yeah. Winter is coming, folks. Winter is coming, just like Game of Thrones. Winter is coming. Yeah. Man, I really feel... Like, yeah, I just feel like just really I've been thrown against a brick wall. That is how me not going to sleep last night and just having restless nights just affected me. Yeah, I've been basically just passed out sometimes on the couch too today too. That's how, yeah. Maybe I need to start taking my medicine again. I don't know. Or risperidone, yeah. Yeah. If that's the cause, then we need to start get back on it. We can't take any days off because this stinks. Especially today. Yeah, especially today. Well, yeah. Off season is coming. Moves are going to start coming in the next couple of days, possibly. Will the Red Sox make any moves? Yeah. I feel like they need to get someone like a Liam Hendricks. Especially in relief pitching. That would actually be cool because I've actually watching him in the postseason, watching him play pitch for the Oakland Athletics. Bat bars. They're called bat bars, Uncle Tom. Yeah. Speaking of which, guess what I got the little boy for Christmas? A little stuffed animal of the Oakland Athletics mascot, which happens to be a Babar, which is what I'm trying to say. Babar says in elephants. Please go look up the story, Babar, King of the Elephants, and stuff like that. And you know what I'm talking about. It used to be a children's book back in the 1930s and early, yeah, something like that. And then they turned it into a cartoon show in like the 80s and 90s. So yeah, go look it up. I mean, seriously, it's Babar. We'll have in the details of the episode. But yeah, so that's what, when he sees an elephant, that's what he calls the elephant, Babar. 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 And when I showed him a picture of the Athletics mascot, which happens to be an elephant, he basically knew, Babars, 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 baseball, baseball, mama. Yeah. So going back to Liam Hendricks, okay, we went totally off track. I would like to see him in the our relief pitching. I like his intensity. I like how he pitches, especially since he was really good last year for the Athletics. I kind of want to see that on the Red Sox, in the Red Sox bullpen, especially a bullpen that just couldn't pitch to save their lives, especially the entire pitching staff, the entire pitching staff that couldn't pitch to save their lives. Man. But hopefully someone getting someone like Corey Kluber, someone like Liam Hendricks, and maybe some outfield help like Eddie Rosario might maybe be the difference why maybe 2021 might not be bad. Maybe postseason return. Who knows? Yeah. Yeah. Keep the faith. Just keep the faith, folks. Keep the faith. Yeah. Have a bit of faith. Getting to be that time of year again. All right. Yeah, so two pitchers that were playing getting this offseason decided to sign somewhere else. Charlie Morton decided to sign with the Braves on a one-year deal. And Trevor May decided to sign with the New York Mets on a two-year deal. So they are not coming to the Red Sox. Those are the really big, major offseason pitching moves that have happened this offseason so far. Nothing else has happened. I don't even think a lot of stuff is happening. Apart from the Trevor Bauer to Anaheim news. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, but that's been trending this morning. Bauer to Anaheim. But who knows? This is why I kind of do like this offseason. You never know who's where going to land where. And that's kind of the fun of it. All right. Anything else? All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share and keep doing what I love. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple iTunes. Give us a 5-star review if you can. Follow the show on... Oh, yeah, that's right. Bad news, folks. Yesterday afternoon or yesterday or late morning, the Twitter page got shut down again. I don't know what we did or why we deserved it to get our Twitter page temporarily shut down or suspended, but I don't know. It's just bull crap. Total bull crap. Seriously. Twitter's starting to piss me off. But anyway, so for now, follow me, just me, at Twitter, at junkyarddog_92. We'll have that in the details of the episode, and then follow it. Then, yeah, send in DMs if you want any questions read at the end of every episode. Follow the show on Instagram at Sox Illinois, and then follow the show on Spotify, Apple, Google, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Podbean, or wherever you get your podcast from. Doesn't matter to us. And with that being said, that about do it. All right, see you guys next week, possibly. Banyana. Square. You better watch out, you better be
anyway. It's time to go. Goodbye, good luck. They said people like you screw everything up. School and made of lies, but we don't listen. We do what we do. We don't care about them. We care about you. Ah!